This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for tuning in this evening. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean that. I do really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be listening to and dealing with tonight, but you've chosen this one, which just kind of shows me how smart you are. You know what I mean? Anyhow, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live. You can take the poll up on the website. There's a live chat room there. There are smarter people than I in the chat room. I can prove it because they're not here. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. And then you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. That's also available up on the website. Same thing with the Stand shirt. So if you're watching on video, if you're watching on that Facebook thing, then you could look behind me and you see the, I guess it's called ampersand stand. Who? Hashtag. Ah! Okay, for those of you over 50, it's pound sign stand. For those of you under 50, it's hashtag stand. For those of you who have had too many hits off the joint, it's ampersand stand. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. Look, the shirt simply says, you know, stand for what you believe in. Stand for freedom. Stand for liberty. I know you don't need the shirt to do that, but you got those other boneheads that are out protesting. You know, they got the resist shirts on. Let's give a little run for their money. You know, I'll take a little of your money to give them a little run for their money. But you know what I'm saying? You know, let's show up. And I'm not telling you with baseball bats or guns or anything else, but let's show them that we can stand. And we're going to stand for what we believe in. We're going to stand to help make America great again. We're going to take a stand against stupidity. True tyranny. Anyway, our mad black man from Baltimore will join us right after the break. Always a pleasure to have him on with us. And then because of what I went through on Saturday, I've asked Troy Lawrence to join us. Now, Troy is he's got a book out. He's been talking about this forever, for eons, if you would. And, you know, the way they – I don't know how to pose this, so I'm not sounding like – don't you love how the left just thinks that Christians don't know, don't care, won't talk about science? All right? Now, Dr. Lawrence is the author of Origins, The Origin of Matter, Space, Time, and Life. He's also the founder of Creation Ministry. So we should have a lot of fun with him when he's on. I'm sure you'll hear a lot of eyeballs on the left start to pop out of their holders. You know, all over the place when he starts talking. Anyhow, so, yeah, you know, again, I say it on the show. Some of you say I'm nuts, but the reality is that as Christians, we don't disbelieve in science. That's one thing, you guys keep using that, but it doesn't, you know what, it's now become a non-issue because you're lying about it. You're not telling the truth. So, but here's what is the truth. The truth is the Democrats hate the law. It's got to be that way. Because, or they hate the law when the Republicans get involved with it. Because what's really funny is there weren't many outcries about what the President Obama did, or ex-President Obama, I'm sorry. I gave some of you a little heart palpitation there, right? So you had President Obama. Some people said he was the chief of deportation or something. I don't know. But a real joke. If you go look at it and you see what he called deportations, it's just a joke. So now you've got, as the AG said, Attorney General Sessions, he said, look, if you don't want us to enforce these laws, then change them. But we're going to enforce them. And I don't blame, we should be enforcing laws. And the Dems are up in arms. Now, even though years gone by, they were fine with the laws. They pushed the laws. They talked about upholding the laws. Billy Bob Clinton, on several occasions, talked about how it was important not to let what he called illegal immigration run rampant in this country. Isn't that funny? So when he said it, when he wanted to push it, when he wanted to get behind it, it was God. He was God's gift to America and humanity. Right? And now the Republicans are trying to push it. It's like, no, you can't do that. And then the same thing with building the wall. Right? Schumer forgets. Pelosi, they all forgot how gung-ho they were on building this wall. You know why? Because they lied to us like they always do. No, don't switch the station. You need to listen and do your own homework. The Dems have lied to us almost every time they've negotiated with us to get our way on something. You know, if they agreed to do the wall, they agreed to the wall because there were some things the Republicans wanted. And then when they got what they want, see, I wouldn't give it to them first. I would wait till our stuff was done, and then I'd say, here you go. Otherwise, no, you lose. That's how I would do it. But I'm not too smart. But, you know, when he issues an executive order, you've got to stop it because there's no executive order. There's nothing that Trump's going to do for the left or that the left perceives as right or okay. And now they found another judge. Remember, they found judges to block his executive orders. But you're going to see that change here shortly now that we have a full crew on the Supreme Court. Right? What do you mean I'm rubbing off on you, creative spelling? Donuts. Anyway, they found a California judge to block Trump's order on sanctuary city money. Here's the thing. The law is the law. So I don't know how they found a judge to do this, but it's going to get turned around pretty fast. Because you see, the grants that they agreed to, the grants they agreed to take, came with a little caveat that said you have to uphold federal law. Period. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to the real side of GCN Live. Don't forget, after the break, our Mad Black Man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins me. We will have some fun, I guarantee it. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back.
No, we're not.
We are back. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5562. And I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me. I really do. I know there's 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, and I do so much appreciate that with you. Now, I told you, in the next hour, Dr. Lawrence is going to join me, and he's the author of a book called Origins, The Origin of Matter, Space, Time, and Life, and founder of Creation Ministry. We're going to talk about, how Christians, we hate science, right? We don't like science. We hate science, all that garbage. Anyway, head up to my website, therealside.com. You'll find the piece that I wrote Saturday on, all these little teeny boppers running around, loving science, sticking up for science, like the rest of us hate it. We don't. People on the right don't hate science, and Christians don't hate science. We just don't believe that science created God. We believe that God created science. Not a stretch, because you still can't tell me all this evolution garbage and how it makes sense, because it don't. Anyway, so let me get another expert on with me right now. I've got Corey Duncan on the line with me. Corey is our mad black man from Baltimore. Always have a good time with him when he's on with me. And, you know, usually, we'll see how tonight goes. He gets right to it and leaves your head spinning afterward. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear and get my interesting commentary on various topics.
all kinds of stuff. You know, my opening comments were about how the Dems have no love or need or want for the law, except when it stops a Republican. But everything else, they're not interested. You know, when Sessions was talking earlier about their outcry on, you know, illegal immigration and the deportations that he's doing, I thought it was really funny because he said, look, get them to change the law. We're just enforcing the law. That's all we're doing. And now you have a judge that blocking Trump's order on Sanctuary City money. And here's the other reality. The grant money comes with a stipulation that they have to uphold federal law. So, again, they found a judge to go against law. I mean, we're just nuts here, aren't we?
Well, one thing you have to understand about this is it's going to take more than just 1 year because, you know, he hasn't been in the office, all, you know, pretty much a whole year yet. I mean, he's just beginning to really take and dismantle a lot of the BS that Barack Obama has had for the last 8 years. And, you know, but the freedom, you know, you like I always say, once you know, it's going to have to start at the executive level, and then it's going to have to just start to trickle down where we get these judges, these liberal judges, and these liberal state's attorneys and, you know, people that's supposed to be in the Department of Justice that keep these sanctuary cities for these illegals, and they know that they're illegals, and they're not just from Mexico. They're from El Salvador and everything else that you're finding in cities like Baltimore. And the thing of it is that you know, that's what he should do. You know, he should do just like Barack and Loretta Lynch and them did when they were in there. And if you wanted money, you had to be either a sanctuary city or you had to be doing something that the Dems want you to do. And, you know, now the tables are turned. We got the guy that's in the executive office, so he's going to, you know, he's trying to fix this situation, but to keep allowing them to keep, to continue to come into our cities or whatever like that, yeah, I would cut the funding or whatever. But, if, you know, a lot of that, the law enforcement situation is not at the police level, but the city police level. The sheriff level is really doing their job, and they're doing the job more because they're not really hand-tied with all of the politics.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. They again, the Dems don't care about the law. I just want to drive that point home because it's obvious. They want to change it. They want to tweak it around. They want to do all kinds of stuff to it when it gets in their way. So it's interesting to hear them say how they're for the law. They understand. They don't.
Right, but half of them, they don't understand it. They just want to critique it so it will benefit them and benefit their political, you know, the next time that, you know, the people go to the polls or whatever like that, but we understand that's what this is all about, inviting them in so they can vote illegally, and, you know, it's a handshake and a wink, and you get the free health care and everything like that. You know, if you get to drive, don't have a Social Security number, and get to vote, no Social Security number or no driver's license. So, you know, that's where we're at with that.
Well, just so we need to be transparent about everything. The judge who blocked Trump's order on sanctuary cities, you know, because he's a judge, he wouldn't do anything that would look kind of shady, right? Except that he raised over $200,000. He actually bundled over two. And you know what bundling means is he went out and raised money and brought it to the president, over $200,000 for the president. But I'm sure one had absolutely nothing to do with the other, don't you?
Absolutely. You already know how that is. They, you know, they do things, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's interesting how they do the smoke and mirrors or whatever, and then when it's pertaining to one of their elected people,
yep,
then all of a sudden, then we, you know, it's the double standard, or, you know, you know, it's almost, like I always told you, it's do as I say, don't do as I do. It's okay for us to do it, but if you guys did it or even came close to doing it, you know, they want to hold you over a bridge upside down with by your feet.
No kidding, right? So,
yeah, right.
And it, again, you talk about the Dems and what they're able to get away with. There was no outcry, you know, in your area in Baltimore during those riots. It was, you know, get Whitey at any cost. Let's get those guys in jail. Let's get the $6 million settlement done and over with. They went through all this stuff, and guess what? Now there's disbarment charges that have been filed against the Baltimore State Attorney, Marilyn Mosby, and you know she got that. She's always, every picture they put up of that poor woman, she's got that attitude all over her, don't you think?
Well, what I'll say to this is, you know, this is what happens when you get young, ambitious elected officials into prominent positions of the legal government. And, you know, they're cohorts by, you know, they're basically hookers of the system. You know, they basically told, you know, look, you have to do this and you have to go along with this. You know, I had to be the civil rights activist and, you know, give them, you know, you know, condemn the law enforcement so you can, you know, because what they figure is that the law enforcement is more people than it is law enforcement officers in Baltimore City. So I'm going to go with the people and they'll put me in office. But see, now it's in backfire that you're basically going to wind up being disbarred because of political pressure. And basically because of your actions. So you're going to be not only disbarred, but you're going to have to pay up.
No, it's, I'm reading this thing while you're talking. I'm looking over this thing, and it's like, this was so bad that it was a George Washington University law professor who filed the disbarment charges against Marilyn for the, I mean, she tried to prosecute six cops, and she couldn't win the first three trials. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Corey Duncan joins us on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do, again, I do appreciate so much the time that you're spending with me. You know, I think it's hilarious how the left, they have time to protest everything. Well, they call them protests. I don't so much call them protests. But there was a live video that went out, or a video that went out recently, right, that showed protesters storming the Heritage Foundation building. Now, that's a private building, right? I mean, this is the middle of the day. So I wonder how many of these people, quote-unquote, called in sick or took a personal day, which is fine. You take a personal day? That's good. Good for you. But you don't have a right to go storm a private venue. And what they're really irritated about is the fact that the, because Trump's budget and what he's looking to cut and how he's looking to cut, you know, duplicate, triplicate, quadruplicate government. You know, I would get up from the mic and do what he did, you know, when he was talking to the black community. He said, look, you've been voting for them for 60 years. What can I, well, you know, I mean, how much worse could I be? And I would get up there and say, you voted me in to thin out government. Now you don't want that? For those of you who wanted it and you're sitting at home, you're going to get bloated government unless you get off your butt and get out here, push back on these people and stand. You see the shirt? Get it? Stand? Do the stand. You've got to stand against these people. You've got to show them that they're not the only ones out there that are mad. We're mad too, but for all the different reasons. And another guy that I know that's mad is our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, who joins me. Corey, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you for the intro, young man. We salute you.
I see all this stuff and I go, come on, people. Seriously? You really don't see what's going on here? You know?
Well, once again, what I'll say is this. Donald Trump is trying to fix the situation. You know, I had a young lady, I'm not going to say her name. She posted something on her page, and she's one of these closet liberals. And she really doesn't understand what she's talking about. And she made a comment talking about that you know, it was this train, and they had a whole bunch of military equipment on it, and it was somewhere out in the country and whatever. And she was like, what's going on with this or something like to that effect and put hashtag Trump. So I had to recorrect her. I said, this went on while Obama was in office and it went on while Bush was in office. So wrong, hashtag Obama, hashtag Bush. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Each week I get these rotten, disgusting emails from you black liberals out there, and you talk about what I talk about on here. You know, Joe has the subject, and I can just about talk about any subject because I research all subjects or whatever. So here's the thing. He does not pay me. These are my comments. And if you don't like them, then sorry. Hey, you can either turn the channel or turn Joe off, which we don't want you to. But the thing of it is, if you don't have to listen to my commentary. Any commentary that I make on my page, Corey Charismatic Duncan, or my Twitter page, Corey Chris Duncan, is solely my, it's not my opinion, it's fact. You know, just like I've made several facts about several things that we're going to be probably a touch upon or whatever. But the thing with it is that Donald Trump is being railroaded, and he's been railroaded by a lot of people that still for Barack Obama, still think that he's in office. And it's like anything that he does or tries to do is that, you know, they try to throw a monkey wrench, but you can't throw a monkey wrench in somebody that's telling the truth. That's one thing. And, you know, I always get these emails from people each week say, how can he ain't doing nothing paying you, or you don't know what. Okay, if I don't know what I'm talking about, this is what you do. Take a block of time out. I'm sure Joe will allow me to pay for it or whatever. And you can come on and debate me. You don't have to debate Joe. You can debate me. And there's plenty of us black conservatives that's out here. Hope Coleman, my good friend of mine that has her page or whatever. And we all come out and we all say the same thing or whatever because we do our research. We don't just come on these shows just talking, you know, out of our head about whatever. Most of the time, when you hear people come on these shows like that, it's the liberals, and they don't have their facts, and they don't have their talking points. And before you can have a talking point, you got to deal with the facts.
Well, you know what? I don't even know where to go with that because you're so right on all of that. I mean, I get it, too. People think that I bring you on and a few others on just to show that I'm okay with the other groups. I don't even know what other groups mean. I have no clue even what that means, right? They're trying to make it look like the only reason I have you on is because you're a black guy and you're a black conservative. The only reason I have Xander on is because he is a gay conservative, right? So it's just amazing because you can't possibly have an honest, as a Republican, in their mind, you can't possibly have an honest thought or an honest way you want to deal with these things. And frankly,
and
look at how they operate.
And you're absolutely correct. And you're absolutely correct on all of that. I mean, it's like with them, you had to be the standard, and you had to be like the crazy Maxine Waters, or you had to be like the young black civil rights leader, the liberal leader, about to lose her job. Or whatever, Miss Mosby. You had to be like all these people to be anybody or to come on any shows and believe that it's actually a person like that. Right? You know, I love them. I love them when they come to me and they come to me to talk about certain subjects because I'm like, okay, you know, I know within the first 10 seconds, the first three to four sentences you talk, whether you know what you're talking about or not. After that, it's like, okay, all right, well, you know, I'm going to take my beach ball and go home.
Yep. No, I look at. I am real thick-skinned. I keep pushing back. I don't really care what they have to say because my attitude is a real simple one, okay? I'm going to put out the truth. I'm going to put out what I believe to be truth, or when I go looking for facts, I'll put those out there. You don't like them? Go make up your own because that's what you do in the left anyhow. You really do make up your own. When I gave those numbers about Earth Day or now it's Science Appreciation Day or whatever they're calling it these days, you give those out, they get all nuts. And you said, but those are real. You have been telling us for 40 years that the world was coming to an end. I mean, at some point in time, you go, yeah, okay, whatever. So if you really do find something, we're not going to listen to you, right?
Well, see, and then not only that, you know, like I told a person, you know, was telling a lot of people during the election, I say, well, you know how I am. I say, well, look at me as Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump is a person that just, you know, he may not be politically correct about everything, but, you know, I don't mind looking a person in the eye because, like I say, you can look them in the eye and you know if they're giving you the business or not or whatever. So if he's straight up, you know, just like, you know, they're trying to undermine him and trying to hide things. You know, I don't want, you know, if you want me to touch upon this, but, you know, it's just like the I-85 situation or whatever. You know, you got, it's almost like the Kennedy assassination there. You got people dropping dead left and right. And I heard from a very important source, not only that, it's on my page, Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook, that they're trying to hide it from him, that it was maybe Islamic terrorists, and they're trying to hide it from him so he don't go full bunkers and go after these guys or whatever. And if that is the real truth, then that means that we still have people that's loyal to Barack Obama that's still not doing their job and still not going after who the real terrorist is. So, you know, and that's not a conspiracy theory. A lot of these things are true or whatever. You just have to take and do your research. And if you know anything, have worked in government or know anything or whatever, a lot of these operations and stuff like that, the current operation they've been running for the last 4 or 5 days, Gotham Shield 2017, is the same way. I mean, just think about it. Think about the last time that they ran an operation like this. It was Operation Northwoods, which was something they tried to do years ago, but, you know, not getting off track. But my thing of it is just, you know, that's how 9/11 came to pass. So my thing with it is he's exposing a lot of stuff, and you had to get, like I say, Rome wasn't built in a day. You got to figure 8 years of Barack Obama, Donald Trump was just trying to, you know, go behind. And there's going to be a lot of things that he's probably already found out that Barack was doing, and he did. And there's a lot of things that came out that he did, but you got to give him at least a year or two to get it fixed, because, you know, you got to go through legislation and everything else, and you have to go through a lot of stuff, a lot of BS, and they're not going to, you know, the establishment is what it is, and he's not establishment. Like I told you before, when he's running for office, they don't want him in because he's established. He's not an establishment Washington, D.C. person. He's a person that's like me or you or whatever, even though he's rich, but what he's trying to do is, you know, do what we asked of him. And not just to say that you know, that's what we should do. I mean, that's what we want him to do. And then he gets in there and then does, you know, the typical thing that most of these politicians do.
Yep.
Nothing.
All right, we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, I don't know if you heard this, but Obama's speech fee has gone up exponentially. We'll talk about that inside the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, letting me know how you feel about the show, the guests, the topic. It's always, 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 in my mind anyway, it's always a good thing to do. Let me see. In a chat room, well, not chat room, I guess that's a Facebook feed. Okay, I'll get them right. I mean, they're all chatting anyway. Steven, yeah, I know California still has some Patriots, but, man, this is a fight. We need Patriots like with bazookas, you know what I'm saying? And then hello to Joan and Tanya from Little Rock. It was Little Rock, California, too, Tanya. So I don't know, are you in Arkansas or are you in California? Or what did they say? California. Yeah, either one. Anyhow, we're in California. Communist California to you. Thank you very much. There you go. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you guys listening and chiming in. Let me know where you're from. Corey Duncan joins us, the guy that we lovingly refer to as our mad black man from Baltimore, because he does have his finger on the pulse. He does know what's going on, and I do appreciate the time that he spends with us. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to come on and appear to give my interesting commentary to the liberals out there. You know, before you go anywhere, you know, yeah, I always
go.
Wonder.
Two more hours.
always want everyone to understand that, you know, always tune into the show. The show is very informative. And, you know, the thing of it is that Joe brings on a variety of conservatives, of grassroots conservatives, but we understand what we're talking about, and we understand, you know, we all pretty much agree with each other. Maybe not about everything, but why don't some of you liberals call in? Why don't some of you liberals call in? Stop being scared like you do on most radio shows and call in. I mean, if you have so much to get off your chest, don't email us because, you know, I look at it as you being a coward. So, you know, speak up.
Yeah. I always say when you email us after the show's over, it's like key in my car at 2 o'clock in the morning. Right? What is your proof? I don't know who you are. I don't know what you were trying to do. You just lose, period. That's it. So it's always amazing to me. So I don't know if you saw this, Corey, the meme that was going around, the story that was going around about Ivanka Trump being booed at an event. And I put it up as a double standard, as a Dem double standard, because it's exactly what it is. The Democrats, so she was at a European Women's Conference. I mean, Ivanka Trump, who is a strong woman in her own rights, a very successful woman, right? A businesswoman, and she's a wife, a mother, and they booed her. They booed her when she was up on stage talking. Now, Christine Lagarde, who was recently convicted by the French court in a $500 million political grab scandal. Think about that. Okay, she wasn't booed. She was applauded. And then Angela Merkel. Oh, God, she's got her own set of problems. She's importing refugees who assault thousands of German women, who are raping German women, who are beating German women, and she also was applauded. This is the fight. We have to fill those rooms with conservatives. We have to push back. We can't let them get away with this. We have to stand. See my shirt? We have to stand. Hashtag stand. Stand for what you believe in, right?
Absolutely, and the thing of it is that, you know, a lot of black conservatives like myself, please do not be afraid to come out. Please do not be afraid to tell how you feel or whatever like that. You know, one thing that they try to do, they try to shun you from doing it, like it's talking about, you know, homosexuality or something like that. You know, no offense intended, but the thing of it is that the fact that you have to always be standing up and be proud of what you're talking about and what you know. And if that's what you believe in, that's what you do. You take and just continue to talk about it and preach about it. You know, it's almost like the Holy Bible. If you believe in it, why should you be afraid to say glory, hallelujah, or praise the Lord? You know, my thing with this is just never let somebody tell you or take and try to take and treat you different or be a hater or discriminate against you because of what you believe in. That's what you believe in. Go for it. I mean, as long as you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I hate people that spew the party line or they spew, you know, the pulpit line. They really don't know why they stand for what they do. It's always interesting to me that they're willing to hang themselves out on the party line like that. You know, you and I were talking just before we went to break, and it doesn't seem like the left is ever outraged when somebody on their side is making mega bucks. When you have Bernie Sanders, who, for all intents and purposes, was handed a house when he backed down out of the political campaign, the presidential campaign. Now we have, remember when Obama was called them fat cats up there on Wall Street, right? You know, he's up there talking about how much money they're making, how bad they are, how they take advantage of people, and less than 100 days out of office. He's taking his first speaking engagement. Where? At a Wall Street conference. Okay? So he's going out there and is speaking fee for his first speech, because we know how good he is. He's a great orator. $400,000 for his first speech. Now, that's just unheard of. You know, that's...
Well, no, it's not unheard of.
Well, not
it's
for
not
them.
Unheard of,
yeah.
Because, you know... I mean, with same thing with Barack. It's the same thing like his co-counterpart, Hillary Clinton. You know, you get $75,000 for saying six words and then walk off the stage. And, you know, so my whole thing of it is that people sit up and they, you know, they're a bunch of hypocrites, especially the liberals, or whatever, and they had a nerve to say with Bush and this. Hey, look, we all know that's part of the afterlife of politics or whatever like that. But please, if you're going to be that way, don't be a hypocrite. Don't talk about both coins and mouth, say this or that, that or this, about somebody's making money when you guys are still dealing with Goldman Sachs and this and that. And, you know, you still got your friends on K Street or the in D.C., the liberals, or, you know, the lobbyists or whatever like that. You know, I just hate, you know, just say what you are, man. You know what I mean? Because we already know, if you do the proper research, you know it's all about the business. And
you
it's all about
Whoa. You're suggesting they tell the truth? Really?
I'm suggesting that Barack Obama needs to shut up and stop being a hypocrite. And if he really want to be the president and the president of the world that you claim that you are, yeah, I'm hopping on you again. So the black liberals, you can get ready to throw, come on and email me or whatever. Hey, look, why don't he go back to Chicago and fix that toilet? How about that?
Oh, him and Sharpton, and who's the other yo-ho that I love so much?
Jesse Jackson.
Yeah,
Maxine
Jesse
Waters.
They should take, well, first of all.
How about Maxine Waters go back there?
All right, so I think Al
Crazy
Sharpton should
Maxine.
Take his $4 million tax bill. I think Jesse Jackson should take his illegitimate child, and Obama can go with his $400,000 speech fee, and maybe they can go get 10, 15, 20,000 to march through the streets of Chicago to maybe start to get rid of the violence going on in the inner city. If you just flood the street with that many people, you can stop that from happening. Also, Gene from Illinois, I want to welcome you to the show, too. And I don't know if you're close to Chicago or what, but you could write a letter to the Right Reverend, what's his name, Jackson, or the Right Reverend Sharpton, and see if they can't get their people out there, you know,
how about let's go even a step further. How about Mr. Louis Farrakhan? I mean, how about you step up and start talking about what Whitey's doing and why he's doing this, and how about you go and stop these people from having to take a spatula and scrape people up off of the street every weekend or whatever, these young kids that's out there or whatever. You claim that you're the Nation of Islam and this and that, and what you promote, no, it sounds like to me all you're doing is promoting hate, and exactly what Barack Obama's been doing for the last 8 years. But you're going to talk about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not doing, if anything, he'll send in a couple companies of Marine Corps or military police company and straighten all that out. But see, they don't want you, and I keep explaining to everyone that's a law enforcement officer, they don't want you to be a law enforcement officer. They only want you to, they want you to be a law enforcement officer, but they want you to be a politician. You can't ask someone to be a law enforcement officer if you want them to be a politician. That's not going to work.
No, it's not. But again, go back to, look, you're part of, obviously you're part of the African American community. You know what Chicago's like. You've been following this long before you came on my show. I just saw some numbers the other day, and I should have grabbed that link. But I mean, we're already, what are we? We're not even 100. I'm sorry, that was stupid. We're about 120 days in from the beginning of the year, and they're already set. Chicago proper's already set to break its records for last year and the year before when it comes to shootings and killings and so on. And nothing. We're not hearing for help. We're not hearing. What's his name? Who's the mayor of that city? Chicago.
Emanuel.
Rahm Emanuel. Emanuel, yeah. Wow, what a bad name for him. But anyway. why give that man a biblical name? I don't understand. I mean, that'd be like calling
exactly.
Hitler Moses, right? I mean, how it's just disgusting. It's disgusting. The guy is there. He, listen, if I got any listeners in Chicago, and I hope Corey will back me up on this, and you're African American or black or however you refer to yourself, why do you let them get away with this? Why are you letting your children and your families be shot, killed, and put in all this? Why don't you call out Obama and Sharpton and Jackson? And I just ate up all of Corey's time. Sorry, Corey. Tell people where they can find you quick.
That's all right. Always a pleasure. Corey Chris Duncan on Twitter and Corey Charismatic Duncan. Hit me up, and God bless everyone.
All right. Look, if you're on Facebook and you want to catch the show the next hour, you got to reset top of the hour. Hopefully, you'll be back soon. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side.